It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators are heading back to Washington and considering whether the Senate will move ahead on a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republican Cory Gardner dodged the question at a candidate forum Saturday. Democrat Michael Bennett said people should be inspired by Ginsburg's legacy, but also
be enraged by what Mitch McConnell and his allies in the Senate are doing.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised that a Trump nominee will get a vote on the Senate floor, even with the election less than 2 months away. In 2016, McConnell refused to allow a vote on an Obama Supreme Court nominee, citing that year's presidential election, which was then more than 7 months away. Lawyers for RTD appear in court this morning in a high-stakes trial. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
There's a lot on the line. The contractor that built and operates RTD's A-Line is suing the agency for $111 million. The company says RTD owes it that amount because of cost overruns related to safety issues and lost revenue. RTD, meanwhile, has countersued for $27 million. Lawyers for the two sides will appear in Denver District Court this morning when the case goes to trial. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Less than half of Coloradans typically get a flu shot every year. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports public health experts hope that number rises for this upcoming flu season.
Emily Cheshire is a nurse practitioner at UC Health on the University of Colorado's Anschutz Medical Campus. She says she's worried about the possibility of what she calls a twindemic if flu and COVID-19 outbreaks spread.
So it's a hospital capacity thing, but that does carry over to if you get sick and you're the one that needs an ICU bed, we want to make sure that you've got one. And if we can decrease the flu cases coming in, that helps ensure that we have one.
Cheshire says Coloradans should get a shot as soon as possible, with flu season starting in October. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it plans to make a record number of flu vaccines available nationwide this year. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Colorado has the nation's lowest adult obesity rate, about 24%. That's in a new report from the Trust for America's Health. The national rate is the highest ever recorded, more than 42%. The Trust says obesity increases the risk of a severe case of COVID-19. This is CPR News.